Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 18th of August and as ever, here are three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And idea one is, well, just to develop this. 20 years ago last week, what is considered to be the very first online secure purchase was actually made. Apparently it was 10 Summoner's Tales, an album by Sting, was bought for $12.48. Today, the amount spent on online shopping in the UK is set to break the 100 billion barrier for the first time this year. This week actually also sees eBay celebrate a 15 years anniversary in the UK. And the first ever thing to be sold on eBay in Britain was a CD by the Scorpions for £2.89. Since then, 3 billion items have been sold in the UK. And that's actually for a total of £65 billion. There are over 200,000 stores on eBay UK, of which 2,000 turn over at least £1 million a year, and more than 19 million Britons visit the site each month. And I just think it's this great example of the dramatically and demonstrably different world that we're in now. And I guess a key question for you is your business, and are you keeping up with it? Idea two is don't do this. Fancy jumping the customer service queue at the mobile telephone company EE? Well, you can. It only costs you 50p. Yes, the UK's biggest telephone company wants its customers to pay extra to get priority customer service via its new Priority Answer initiative. It's actually charging customers for dealing with their queries. Customers are asked whether they are prepared to pay 50 pence to get ahead of the queue. Those that respond with a yes are put through to the next available operator. And I think this can't be right. They're actually charging customers for something that they should be providing. And then you start thinking, well, what's next? Pay a pound and not get a verbal mugging from call centre staff. Pay £2 and get a member of staff who's actually polite. Pay £3 and get a member of staff who knows what they're talking about. And go the whole hog, pay a fiver and actually get both. Winning businesses are easy to deal with and they do all they can to exceed their customers' expectations. They identify and eliminate the barriers that prevent customers getting a great customer service. They certainly don't create them and charge them for them. Interestingly, EE, which is over 28 million customers in the UK, says that the charge will be used to improve its service. And I can't help thinking it should be doing that without charging their customers for it. Interestingly, Ofcom recently found that EE was the most complained about mobile company in the UK. And finally, idea three is to dwell on this. We very sadly lost Robin Williams last week, and not one for really going on about these things too much, but I just thought it was a great quote that I read about him, or that he said, "You're only given one little spark of madness. You mustn't lose it." Have a great week. Bye.